This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, polls put Labor back in front in tight election race, a child among four stabbed in Sydney, and changes proposed for Queensland's tough crime laws. I'm Madeline McNeil with this morning's Nine News Podcast. A number of opinion polls now have Labor on track to be re-elected at the May election as the first full week of campaigning gets underway. Opposition leader Peter Dutton's approval rating has plunged to its lowest level in 2 years, and surveys from News Poll and Resolve give the government a 2-point lead over the coalition after preferences. Cost of living remains the focus for both leaders as they crisscross the country. Anthony Albanese believes Labor will be re-elected and able to govern in its own right.
I might leave others to comment on polling. My focus is on winning, not just the 78 seats we hold, but winning additional seats as well.
Mr. Dutton maintains households have had it tough and the coalition is ready to take charge.
I want to make sure that we can manage the economy well so that we can lower inflation. I want to make sure that we can help young Australians achieve the dream of home ownership again.
Anthony Albanese's taken his campaign to Perth today, while Mr. Dutton's team remains tight-lipped about their movements. A 10-year-old boy is among four people stabbed in Sydney's northwest. Police arrived at Baulkham Hills to find the boy, two girls aged 13 and 16, and a 46-year-old woman suffering stab wounds. They've been transported to hospital in a stable condition, and police are investigating. Local Mayor Michelle Byrne has told 2GB's Ben Fordham it's shocking news to wake up to.
As a mayor and as a mum as well, my heart breaks for those children and for the adult victim as well, and it's good that they're conscious and breathing, and obviously our thoughts and prayers are with them, and we're now in the hands of the New South Wales Police, and I know that they will do a fantastic job in getting to the bottom of it.
Two young brothers from South Australia have been found safe more than 2 weeks after they went missing. 5-year-old Oscar and 4-year-old Felix were spotted a week ago at a Bunnings store in Canberra, travelling with a man known to them. Officers believe they were headed towards New South Wales. More than 1,700 people are dead and thousands more injured in the wake of a 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Southeast Asia. A lack of medical supplies is causing concern among aid agencies in Myanmar as rescue teams continue to pull survivors from the rubble. Australia for UNHCR's Lisa Upton says crews are assisting those on the ground.
Right now we're mobilising emergency shelter, blankets, sleeping mats and other essential relief items to help people who've lost everything.
The Queensland Government has unveiled a host of changes to its adult crime, adult time laws for young offenders. Juveniles convicted of rape, attempted murder or arson could soon face life imprisonment. The state opposition says it's an admission from the Crisafulli government that it rushed through the laws. Days after Prince Harry's sudden exit from his African charity, he's being accused by the organisation's chair of launching a damaging attack. Nine's Europe correspondent, Hannah Sinclair.
The chair of Santa Bali, Dr. Sophie Chandoka, has given an explosive interview about Prince Harry quitting the charity he set up in honour of his late mother, Princess Diana. Chandoka's accused Harry of harassment and bullying at scale by unleashing the Sussex PR machine on her, an allegation labelled as completely baseless by one source. She also labelled his Sussex brand toxic and revealed Harry asked for a public message of support for Meghan after a polo fundraiser went badly. The chair says Harry's the number one risk to the charity, which was originally set up in 2006 to help young people with HIV in Africa. In London, Hannah Sinclair, Nine News.
And a marine biologist is calling for shark nets to be permanently removed as they're pulled early from New South Wales beaches. The nets are being taken down today, a month earlier than usual due to increased turtle migration. Humane World for Animals Australia biologist Lawrence Klebeck says there are better ways to combat the issue of sharks.
New South Wales has invested a lot of money and done an incredible job on testing and trialling new non-lethal modern alternatives, things like personal shark deterrents, listening stations, drone surveillance.
In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 62 US cents.
Sport.
The West Tigers have gone down in an NRL thriller against the Warriors, 26-24. Coach Benji Marshall says they weren't given any favours by the referee, but he can't take anything away from the Warriors.
They're a really good team. Like, honestly, they fight to the death. They compete really high. They have a real good mindset in the way they play. And just at the end there, they outplayed us and they were better than us.
Manly was too good for Parramatta, winning 26-12. In AFL, Fremantle downed West Coast 106-68. Adelaide beat North Melbourne 114-78. Cricket Australia has released its schedule for next summer. The Ashes series will begin in Perth. Adelaide's lost the day-night test to Brisbane, with the pink ball match to be played at the Gabba in the second match of the series. And Australia's women's rugby sevens side has finished runner-up to New Zealand in Hong Kong. The men's side finished with bronze. I'm Madeline McNeil, and that's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.